Short Breaks Saturdays are supported by the Isle of Wight Council. If you would like to know more, email kelvin.curry@vectisradio.fm or take a look at the 4Ps section on our website.
So, you think history is dusty tomes, serious faces and boring dates? Not on my watch. Welcome to the Laughing Through Time podcast, a bowl of comedy and send it back out of a goofy grin. I'm your host, Stephen. I've searched through secret archives to bring you this podcast, and yes, I've read way too many documents so you don't have to. Every episode, we'll tiptoe past the velvet ropes of the past to pilfer some legendary stories and discover what happens next. When epic blunders collide with head-on slapstick, expect raw mishaps to inventors who accidentally glued themselves to their own gadgets, and military leaders who probably would have benefited from Google Maps. And speaking of military leaders, strap in, folks. In our very first episode, we're not just talking about history. We're jumping headfirst into battle along into the Idrang Valley alongside the one, the only, Lieutenant Harold G. Moore. That's right, prepare for heroic chaos and maybe a helmet or two getting misplaced in the action. So whether you're a seasoned history buff, a lover of all things silly, or you just wandered in here looking for cat videos, buckle up. Laughing for Time is about to turn the past into a new favourite comedy sketch. After all, if you can't laugh history, you're probably doing it wrong. Hello, history lovers and laughter seekers. Welcome to the Laughing Through Time podcast, the only podcast where we take real historical heroes and lovingly roast them a little. Today we're talking about a man who led soldiers of courage, brains, and probably the world's most perfectly starched uniform, Lieutenant Harold Hal Moore. Yes, the guy Mel Gibson played in We Were Soldiers. The man who went from Vietnam and said, "I will lead these troops and maybe organise the socks while I'm at it." Military and career and key battles. So Hal Moore didn't just pick one more and call it a career. Nope, he said World War II. Career, Vietnam, why stop at two? He served in all three, retiring as Lieutenant General in 1977, after 32 years. Basically, he was a military version of a subscription device, always renewing. He graduated from the US Military Academy at West Point in 1945, famously at the top of the bottom 15% of his class. So basically, he provided you don't need to be a nerdy Einstein to become a legendary general, just disciplined and terrifyingly competent. Moore is best known for leading the 1st Battalion, 7th Cavalry in 1965, the first major land clash with the North Vietnamese Army. His unit was outnumbered 4-1, because apparently Moore enjoyed a challenge. It's like going to a football game outnumbered, then still scoring a touchdown while calm as a cucumber. Moore promised his men he'd be the first in the battle and the last out, never leaving a body behind. Basically, he was the kind of a leader who made your mums look both ways before crossing the street rules look lazy. He helped pioneer assault tactics with helicopters for rapid troop movement, because why march slowly when you can fly in like a futuristic action hero? He got the Distinguished Flying Cross, America's second highest award feather, basically the military's version of a participation trophy, but with bullets and explosions. Moore actually went where the action was, not sitting in a chopper sipping coffee. He was with the soldiers. Imagine your boss doing that today. Suddenly that Zoom meeting feels really, really boring. He cared about his soldiers' safety like a parent on a first school trip. You all accounted for? Did anyone forget their lunch? Moore was ahead of his time. In the 1940s, he threatened to skip his own West Point graduation if a black classmate was excluded in the 1970s. He implemented programs to tackle racism in the ranks. Basically, he was like, equality? Yep, non-negotiable. His leadership was built on trust. Leaders trusting subordinates, subordinates trusting leaders, and soldiers trusting each other. In other words, the military version of a really healthy friendship group. He also co-wrote We Were Soldiers Once and Young in 1992, and We Are Soldiers Still in 2008. Basically, he turned I Led Soldiers into I Led Soldiers and also wrote bestsellers. Movie adaptation. In 2002, We Were Soldiers starred Mel Gibson as Moore. Fun fact, Gibson didn't actually have to organise socks or personally check his soldiers' welfare, but we like to imagine he did. Reconciliation. In the 1990s, Moore returned to the Idrang battlefield to meet North Vietnamese commanders. Basically, he went from, "We're shooting at each other," to, "Hey, remember that time when we were enemies? Let's just sit down and have a chat." Fort Moore. In 2023, Fort Benning was renamed Fort Moore to honour Hal and his wife Julia. First time in base named after a married couple, proving that teamwork really does make the dream work. Hal Moore sadly passed away in February 2017, 2 days shy of his 95th birthday. He lived a long life full of service, leadership, and probably a lifetime supply of perfectly folded socks. Now for his most famous quote that you may hear if you've seen the movie We Were Soldiers. "I can't promise you that I'll bring you all home alive, but this I swear before you and before Almighty God, that when we go into battle, I will be the first to set foot on the field, and I'll be the last to step off, and I will leave no one behind." dead or alive, we will all come home together, so help me God. Next week, we'll be talking about the man who tried to end the world but failed. His life story has been acted out by none other than Cillian Murphy himself. You guessed it, Robert J. Oppenheimer.